What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Shadowless Podcast. Whoa. I'm one of your hosts, Real Breaking Nate, alongside Super Duper Danny and Mr. Jordan Friend.
Wake up! We're awake!
Hello? It's the first podcast of November, isn't it?
No, it's the second one. We've been talking.
It's the first one. Technically, it's the first one we recorded in November.
Yes.
Yeah. Last week was still October.
Dude, we're into turkey season.
Can you do your best turkey impression?
How about you? Is that pretty good?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, that one was really good. Jordan, practicing.
You have to now.
All right.
That's probably the best one out of all three of us.
Hey, it's me. I'm a turkey.
Hey, it's me. I'm a turkey. Don't eat me.
Hey, you know, we are going to talk about Pokemon on top of talking about turkeys as well today.
Whoa.
Really?
Yeah. Turkey talk and Pokemon talk.
Where's the turkey Pokemon?
It's not even planned.
Right.
This is so exciting.
We're going to obviously talk about Pokemon Center. There's another update to the Van Gogh Chronicles.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It's an ongoing series.
We're here for the tea.
It just keeps going. And shiny Pokemon.
Shiny.
We got to talk about shiny Pokemon. That's right. Just when you thought things were safe in the Pokemon TCG, nope.
What?
The shinies are back.
Shine bright like a diamond.
And bigger than ever.
Wow. That's exciting.
Hey, who sings that song?
Hey, I don't know.
Shine bright like a diamond. you don't know any of the words.
No, I don't. I don't know who sings it. I was going to say Sia, but that's not right.
No, it's
Sia. Oh, you're pretty darn close.
Really?
You're pretty darn close. And there's a reason why you're close.
Who is it?
It's Rihanna.
Oh, okay.
But I believe Sia wrote it.
You know what? It does give Sia energy. So, like, that's why I was like, yeah, it kind of, like, gives the same energy as, like, Chandelier.
Yeah. Yeah, I know she's performed it before. Sia has. So,
wow.
Yeah, I believe Sia wrote that. I'm like 90% sure on that one. So.
Fun facts.
You know, that's someone that is like on my concert list to go see a Sia. I actually like really like Sia.
Wow. Yeah, I feel like she would do an awesome show.
Right? She went on tour, I think, in like 2016. Like, maybe it was, like, 10 or 12 dates. It was, like, a very small little tour. And she hasn't went on tour since.
Huh.
I don't think she likes doing it.
I don't think so. Well, she seems like she's, like, a private person, you know?
Yeah. I know she performed New Year's Eve, like, going into 2023. She did that with Miley Cyrus.
What?
I think Dolly Parton was there as well. And then Paris Hilton made a surprise appearance.
That's so random. Mm. Play that. Oh my god.
Oh. Where's
Paris
it at
Hilton's?
Oh my god.
That's what she walked out and said. They're all singing. Oh my gosh.
Now they sung Paris Hilton's hit, "Stars Are Blind."
Of course. I don't know this song.
Everybody knows that song.
No.
I honestly don't. I'll see if it's in the library here, but I'd be shocked if it is.
Stars Are Blind. I feel like that's like a. It probably has an accompanying music video that you would want to watch with it. To be honest, I feel like that would be one of those.
Yeah, they don't got it in here.
Classic.
Yeah, no Paris Hilton Stars Are Blind over here, unfortunately. I'm sorry. I'll try to get that for next week. I'm going to take a note of it right now. Stars Are Blind. All right.
Thanks, Nate. You're doing the most for us here.
Hey, I got it. Don't worry about it. So, we are going to talk about all the Pokemon goodness, whatnot, all that fun stuff. But first, what we like to do every single week before we get started here. Every single week, three friends sitting down, having a good time, talking. What have you been up to? What have you been up to since we last got together and did the podcast? Tell me how your weekend has been.
Danny?
Yeah, that's... Yeah. Yeah.
Danny?
Yeah.
Hey, Danny?
Yeah.
Hey, Danny?
Yeah, Jordan?
How was your weekend?
My weekend was okay. Thanks for asking.
My weekend's great. Thank you for asking. Are we still on this how was your weekend thing?
Forever.
I got sick. So, okay, let me explain. I had my birthday, and then I went out for Halloween, Digital Christine's Ooh Woo Ween, which was pretty fun. And then the rest of the
week. Oh, you got to warn me when you're going to say that.
Ooh, woo, I went out to Digital Christine's Ooh Woo Ween.
Oh, my God.
I was expecting you to get the ooh sound. Oh, my God. So I went out to a Halloween party, and then at some point, I don't know what it was, some point along the way, I got sick. And you could hear it in my voice. Do you hear that? It's got like a little something-something, little sided phlegm, you know?
What happened?
I got sick. I got the suds, so I had to stay home. And so what I did is I just painted a pair of that on my couch.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, aren't you the bee's knees?
You was a little sick then.
Yeah, I got sick. I feel like I did something else, but yeah, I stayed inside mostly. Went on a couple of walks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Big weekend.
A lot of blowing of the nose or just upset tummy? Or
yeah,
what?
Blowing of the nose. So much. So much gabagoo. And yeah. And you know what? Like, let me tell you, there's nothing more I like to do when I'm sick than like blow my nose and then just throw the tissue on the floor. Like, I don't know how you guys, I don't know how you handle your illness, but like, if I have like a cold.
I don't handle it that way.
Yeah, I don't have a trash can like next to my bed or anything. So like, if I'm like sitting on my bed, right, watching TV or whatever, and I'm just sick. I wasn't watching TV, but I was like, whatever, I was on my computer, on my phone or whatever. But I'll just blow my nose and I'll just take the tissue and I'll just throw it in the vicinity of my, I have has the like vinyl flooring, so I don't have like carpet or anything, but it's just like I just like literally throw it in the direction of like the open space and then I pick them all up at once. But
you are so dumb.
It's one of my favorite hobbies is like literally just like
I'm just like, throwing tissues on the ground
being sick and just yeah is yeah anyway I digress. So
well, you also it's just you there, right?
Oh, like, yeah. Oh, my God. If I was with somebody else, it'd be so gross.
You don't have to worry about anybody else's health.
Yeah. No, if there was other people here, I couldn't do that. I mean, maybe that's one of the luxuries. Maybe that's why I enjoy doing that. Because I've never this is the first time I've lived by myself.
So, like, okay, you got a nice little pile going on, right? So, yeah. Let's say you was to get up to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Do you then pick up the pile and then throw it away? Or does it just, like, sit there all day long?
No, it just accumulates.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I just kind of like step over it. And jeez. Then all at once, put it in a big bag. It's me. Hi. I'm the problem. It's me. The problem is me. So, yeah, there was one day where there was a lot of tissues on the floor.
Okay.
But I'm doing better now. I still sound kind of, you know, funny, but I've made a full recovery. Mostly.
Yikes. Okay.
My floor is made of full recovery.
Is there any tissues on the floor right now?
No. Actually, there might be like a couple and I just didn't notice. You know?
All right.
Yeah.
Yuck. Remind me to never walk around barefoot in your apartment.
I clean my apartment. I also do wear my shoes in my apartment sometimes. So yeah, the barefoot thing, I normally wear socks. Bare minimum wear socks.
Okay.
You know?
Minimum wear socks. All right.
Yeah. But I do like clean, so I'm not gross. I just have moments where I enjoy being gross, objectively.
What? I mean, at this point, why aren't you just like snot rocketing on the floor?
I should. I should just like, yeah, just like, directly out of the floor.
You have like a booger wall to where like you pick your nose and then just like wipe it on the wall?
Oh my gosh. That's actually something that I feel like somebody would have.
Oh yeah, I'm sure there's like people that actually have like booger walls.
Yeah. Oh.
I know people like that.
No.
Oh, you actually know people like that, Jordan?
Mm-hmm. I grew up with a few people. I'm like, yeah, they got booger walls.
That person looks like they got a booger wall.
No, I've seen their booger walls.
Oh, they got a booger wall.
Anyway, here's gross. Booger wall. And after all. Okay.
All right, anyway. So that's all you
my
did then.
Booger wall. Booger wall. Yeah, that's all I did. Where are you?
I'm at Booger Wall, just chilling.
We're just memes at this point.
My Booger Wall.
What'd you guys do this weekend?
Oh, you know.
Ate your boogers.
Mm-hmm.
I was not that kid, by the way. I did not eat my boogers.
I definitely picked my boogers, but...
I'm going to put that on record. I was not a booger eater. Ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I never ate them, but I'll pick my nose.
Yeah. I'm very pro picking boogers, but not. I have more dry ones than wet. If they're wet, that's a no-go. You know what I mean? Like, that's really right. Gross.
Just bare hand, no tissue.
Oh, you have to use a tissue if you're diving in like that. But yeah, anyway, I digress.
Because you don't know what's in your fingers, right? And then you're sticking that up your nose. Like, if you got, like, some, I don't know, sickness on your fingers, and then now you're sticking it right up in your nasal cavity.
Yeah, unless it's, like, a dire situation. Dude, I saw somebody, like, when I was driving, this was, like, I don't know, like, a couple years ago, but it still stuck with me. I was in L.A., like, in traffic. And I just, like, look over, and there is some dude just, like, going in on his nose. Like, he's deep in there digging for gold. And he, like, does not care, you know?
Did you roll down your window and, like, show your support?
I should have. Should have handed him a Kleenex. But, yeah, I feel like if it's, like, a dire situation, if you're stuck in traffic and you're like, oh, this is going to bother me for the next 45 minutes, get in there, you know?
Yeah, I guess. Go for it if you have to.
But he was, like, I don't know. That seemed like it could have waited because he was, like, really searching for something. Right. Anyway, I digress. Jordan, did you do anything besides eat your boogers? Not eat your boogers.
why am I throwing in the booger eating category? What the heck, man? No, I didn't eat my boogers.
No boogers.
I didn't do anything else.
I didn't eat my boogers.
Can we I start feel like you opened up some like... Pokemon cards.
Yeah.
I've opened up some Pokemon cards. I've opened up some Paradox Rift.
I saw your binder over there. You showed off your binder before we started recording.
You got a couple tings.
You got some pulls.
Got a little bit of Iron Valiant.
Yeah.
I can't pronounce words. I got some Iron Valiants.
Right.
I got some Sandy Shocks, you know.
But the chase is the Golden Go.
I'm still after the Golden Go. I have one booster box left to my name of Paradox Rift.
Did you get the Gimme Ghoul, the illustration rare Gimme Ghoul?
Not yet. I didn't pull that either. But I did pull back-to-back the special arts of the Wimpod and then the Gallissipod. So like both two.
Back.
So I open one pack, Wimpod. Next pack, the Gallissipod.
That's cool.
I was
you
like,
know what?
Nice.
Something happened. Our friend Sydney, if you watch the channel, anybody that watches the channel, they've probably seen Sydney on there before. She is like the one that's obsessed with Mimikyu. But they opened up a booster box of Paradox Rift and pulled two illustration rare snow runts from the same booster box.
Ooh.
I'm like, that's the first time I've ever seen somebody get double of the same illustration rare in the same booster box.
Yeah. Do you know how many she got total?
Of just like regular illustration rares? I think it was three.
Dang, and two of them were repeats?
Yeah, two of them were repeats. It's a little... Yeah, that seems very strange. Yeah, I would be very annoyed. I think...
Those are so hard to pull. I feel like that's the first time I've heard of that.
You know what? Those illustration rares, I feel like... are getting harder to pull as the sets go on. I feel like Scarlet and Violet base set... I was pulling those things left and right, those illustration rares. Right, and then now we're here, you know, four sets deep, right? Five sets deep.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I never see an illustration rare
hardly ever. That's how they did it. They're like, all right, we'll make them plentiful at the start so that the people want them. They like them. They enjoy them. And then,
Right in your
absolutely
PC.
Unobtainable. And then they have like 30 in the set. Like I don't know right. the exact number, but there is an astronomical amount of art rares in here.
I feel like I'm pulling more full arts than illustration rares.
Yeah, the pull. I was like looking up some data on the pull rate, and then who is it? TCG Player usually does like a larger sample size. I don't know like how exactly they do it, but it's usually like a few thousand packs worth of cards, mm-hmm. I think. But yeah, theirs was like showing that the full art or the full arts and the art rares were like pretty similar. I think the full arts were slightly more rare. Like slightly harder to pull than the illustration.
Interesting.
But like very close, like really close. But I feel like I feel like I pull more full arts.
I feel like I pull more full arts too. Yeah.
But maybe it's just cuz they're like I think the illustration rares are more eye-catching and like unique. Anyway, so it could just be
absolutely.
Like one of those where it's like, oh, another full art, but then you get an illustration rare that's like totally different than the one you got before.
So how many illustration rares does everybody have then? Do you know? Not special illustration rares, just regular illustration rares.
Between us, are you talking us three for Paradox?
Yeah. You just happen to know off the top of your head.
I could look how many regular.
I haven't opened anything aside. Well, I opened like a booster box and ETB and like a build and battle.
Uh huh.
So not special. So not like the super textured ones, right?
Just the regular illustration rares.
All right, let me count.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I just have four. But by the time this episode goes up, I will have filmed like a case opening. So hopefully,
okay,
I have 21.
I'll have more then.
21.
Can you do some for me?
I've pulled 9
for me. Out of how many packs do you know?
So that would be a booster box, 2 ETBs, 6, 8, 9 build and battles.
Oh my gosh.
2 3 packs, probably about 10 single packs. 1 booster bundle.
Bro. Like,
a lot of packs. I've pulled 9 illustration rares. Like, this is literally, like, this is my stack of all my hits right here. And it's a big stack of, like, ultra rares, full arts, golds, and everything, and there's 9 out of that entire stack.
Yeah, they're definitely getting harder to come by in the packs in general.
Oh, absolutely they are. Absolutely.
Okay, in the set list, they're number 183 to number 216.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
So that's like over 30, I think.
80, that's wild.
Yeah, it's like 34 or something.
It's wow. a lot. That's a lot.
So good luck getting the full set of these pups.
Got our nice Iron Moss with the GameStop stamp right there.
Ah, I forgot to go.
Yeah, you gotta go. And then Best Buy, of course, you know, they never have theirs the day of release, so you always go in and they're like, we don't know what you're talking about. How do you not know?
Never heard of it.
So I'll have to go back to Best Buy at some point and
see if I can acquire
one. And that's pretty much what I did over the weekend. Yeah, because it was release day, Paradox Rift.
Yeah.
We went out on release day filming a video for that, and it was pretty easy to find. I think most stores stocked it, ready to go. Meijer had buy one, get one 50% off on all their Pokemon cards on release day, which was nice.
What?
Yeah, that was nice. So, yeah, we did that. Grabbed the new Gyarados EX premium collection box that's exclusive to GameStop.
I did not even see that one.
Yeah, it's exclusive to GameStop. It's just like the Charizard one.
Yeah, so it comes different with promo art.
Yeah, it comes with the Gyarados sleeves right here, and then you got the
the little stand.
How is the texture on the box?
Does this one have texture too?
It's got a little
like
texture.
Scales
yeah.
or something similar.
Yeah. The cards that it comes with are not promos. So the Gyarados EX is just the ultra rare Gyarados EX from Scarlet and Violet. And then the reverse holo Magikarp is just the reverse holo.
Interesting.
From. Yeah, so it's not, none of them are promos. There's not a different holo foil pattern. It's literally just the exact same cards. And then six packs, I believe. So probably, what, $39.99 is the price point for that, I believe.
Mm-hmm. That is correct. Interesting. Man, I remember the Gyarados, that Terrastalized Gyarados full art was, like, one of the bigger hits from, like, oh, especially the full art. It was for sure, like, the most sought-after full art, I think, aside from Maridon, maybe? In Scarlet Violet.
Yeah.
It was, like, yeah, it was pretty up there. Or whatever.
Yeah, weirdly enough, I looked at my binder. Let me just make sure that I don't have this already. I actually did not have one, so that helped me out.
Really?
Yeah, put that Gyarados in the library, so that was a nice purchase. And then we got the Oinkalone EX box, which is exclusive to Best Buy, that came out on the same day.
Are you serious? How did I not? I didn't know about either of these boxes.
The Oinkalone box is just literally the Oinkalone Ultra Rare from Scarlet and Violet, and then Lechonk, but the Lechonk does have a different holofoil pattern. So if you try to collect all the variants, that one does have a different holofoil pattern. And then you get the Jumbo Lechonk card, or Jumbo Oinkalone, and then four booster packs. Only at Best Buy.
That's so exciting.
So yeah, did that. Did that this weekend. Just kind of hung out, both me and Marie. Had like a nice little date day as well.
Cute. Going out
to the shopping mall.
You guys hold hands?
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes. But then the hands get sweaty and you're like, all right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's enough. That's enough. Yeah. We went to this shopping mall that we like to go to. It's just like completely dead.
Oh, just yeah.
Just a dead mall, right? And we turned into mall walkers for the day.
Ooh.
You know the mall walkers that just like walk the outline, like on the inside of the mall, they just walk the outline. Mm-hmm. We did that.
You're turning into mall walkers.
Well, we
this
wanted
is
to
how
get
it
our,
starts.
We wanted to get our steps in, right?
Mm-hmm.
We try to hit that 10,000 steps a day, but it's too cold outside.
Yeah.
So you go to the mall, and we did three laps around the mall, and then on the third lap, you get to go into the stores. So you don't get to go into the stores on the first two laps.
So, it's like the anticipation's building. You're like, ooh, what's
right
in there? So
it was actually
kind of
fun.
You got to see all the young people doing
No, it's a dead mall. Nobody's there.
Oh. No, none of the young people are here.
We talked about when the mall used to be thriving.
That's crazy.
Hey, you remember when this was that? You remember that?
And there were actually people here.
And there were actually, yeah, that was wild.
The malls in my hometown are, I know exactly what you're talking about. In the city, they're kind of like built up, so there's still like people going there. It's population, because there's such a big population. But like in my hometown, like the mall, like gradually, like one store will close, and then another one close, and then another one close, and then another. It's like a cascade of like half the stores are now open. It's like Target and Best Buy that are still there, I think.
Oh wow, you got some big ones there.
Yeah, it's Jackson Crossing, bro. They had some good stuff in there.
This one is just like, it's got like your GNC, a Hot Topic, a random popcorn place, a Books a Million. You ever heard of Books a Million?
We've talked about Books a Million.
Yeah, it's just like that, an FYE. When's the last time you mentioned an FYE?
Wow.
And a Claire's.
Still open. Oh, of course.
You gotta have Claire's, right? Mm-hmm. A random shoe store that nobody's ever heard of.
Oh gosh, we had to pay less.
A Payless?
Man, I would go to Payless. I got me some shoes from Payless. That was our place, and we would go get our haircut at Boreek's. This like random, it's like a Fantastic Sam's kind of thing, and then right next to it was the Payless shoe source. So we go get our shoes at Payless.
We used to go there when I was a kid. Payless shoes.
I wonder if they're still there. I gotta look up my local mall.
I bet Payless is probably out of business for sure.
Paylessy.
For sure. 100%.
You remember when they did that like that stunt where they pretended like they were a high-end fashion brand and they like
I do not
people?
Remember that.
Oh yeah, it was like some, I think it was like a social media like like stunt test thing where they basically like invited people out to like this designer shoe event. It was called a new brand called Paylessy. It was all shoes that were at Payless, but they like displayed them in a way that made them seem like they were luxury. And they're like, oh, this one is $300 and it's by this certain whatever designer from this place, which is probably like true information, but it's like literally just like some person who makes Payless.
The way you present it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so they like, yeah, they had them displayed on like these beautiful displays, and they were asking all of these like rich people what they thought of the shoes. And they're like, oh my gosh, yeah, the material seems great. Like, I would, you know, whatever. They're talking it up. And they're like, well, these are actually Payless shoes.
Got it!
Exactly. Anyway, I think about that. Now, anytime I think of Payless, I think of Paylessy.
Or it's like when IHOP, remember when they went to IHOB?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was the
International
weird.
House of Burgers?
That was weird.
Good times.
For what?
For no one.
I don't know. Hey, as we continue on here.
Yeah.
What did you bring to drink? What do you got? What do you get to drink over there? Tell me what you brought. What beverage did beverage. You bring to the podcast as we
you
move
curious?
Along here?
Well,
I am curious. Yeah.
I got two drinks here. I'd like you to guess what they are.
The one on the left is vegetable oil.
What about the one on the right?
The one on the right is Nesquik.
Those are very incorrect. Imagine. That would be vile.
You gotta admit, the one on the left does look like vegetable oil on the screen.
Is that glass clean?
It's not. No, the glass is like, it's a transparent, like, tan glass. I understand your concern. The glass itself is colored like...
Would you fish that out of the L.A. River? Like, what
no!
Is... no, it's been sitting...
Have you ever seen the L.A. River?
Been sitting on Danny's floor along with all those germs from the snot rags.
No, it's not been on my floor. The snots are... What, they was
I feel like you blow your nose into, like, a shirt that's nearby.
Dude, you know what? If... I have been, I wouldn't do it on a shirt, but I have been known, like, if I'm, like, I got a towel that I use to, like, whatever, shower in, and I'm, like, gonna put it, it's, like, waiting to go into the bin, the laundry bin, I will blow my nose on it. Oh,
ah! Foul.
But I will not do that on a shirt. That's so gross. I just feel like that would leave a mark somehow, you know? Like, you know,
it all depends on how the fabric's being used.
Oh, my gosh. This glass, yeah, so it's like the glass is like a tan / yellow. It's like a stylistic choice. Right. And the liquid in there does look like vegetable oil due to that, but it's water, I promise you.
So you got water and coffee.
Yes, and you guys saw my coffee debacle this morning unfold in real time. It is iced coffee pre-made because I made a whole pot of coffee and I poured it into my mug and I was so excited about it. It was my blueberry one. And I took one sip, and it was the most disgusting cup of coffee I think I've ever made in my entire life. And so I dumped it.
That's
I don't know
an
what
awfully
happened.
Hot coffee pot.
All right,
so that's a different coffee then.
Yeah, so this is like iced coffee that came like from iced coffee concentrate, and I added oat milk to it. It's Madagascar vanilla iced coffee with oat milk. And a little dash of vanilla syrup for flavor. Right. So that's
sounds,
how I compliment.
Sounds good, I
yeah.
guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's very good. It's tasty.
No, I mean, I don't like coffee, so it all sounds gross to me.
It's an awfully hot coffee pot.
It's Jordan, what do you got over there?
Someday you'll like it, kid.
No, I won't.
Oh.
For me,
I got, Jordan. I got footage of me.
Well, you tried an espresso shot.
I was trying to be cool.
Yeah.
I was trying to be cool. I wanted to fit in.
I'm
going to
ease my way into trying coffee with a straight shot of espresso.
Now, for me, I need to preface what I'm about to say as I work with this company now.
What are you talking about?
So I don't want this to feel like it's a brand deal, but I have to preface that like I'm
no, that's
drinking
good. You're
it.
You're being honest. You're
but
being
it's
honest,
like,
that's all.
I also work with the company. It's Gamer Sups,
and where what code do we use?
Code Fringe, 10% off at checkout, and other stuff coming soon. But it's a, so I just want to preface that out there. And
no,
I,
no, I appreciate your honesty.
Right now in my cup is water, and I haven't chosen a powder to put in yet. And I have a plethora of choices. I thought it'd be fun that you guys could pick the flavor.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So
far today we've been picking noses, and now we're picking flavors.
So many boogers and so many flavors.
I'll leave it to the three I have right here. Right? Okay.
Can you get your own flavor and call it Booger Bash?
Oh, the Booger Bash!
Played off the booger theme?
It was hopefully the booger in 2024 bash. I may have my own flavor, and I'm not wasting the name on that.
Because
I have a name already picked
that's
out.
That's a sellout right there.
I already have
Booger
a name,
Bash.
I already have a perfect name picked out for mine, and I'm not wasting it on Booger Bash. My second flavor. Maybe if I get lucky enough to get a second flavor.
I think you're really making a mistake here. That's all I'm going to say.
You know,
just imagine the thing that it comes in. Just like it's completely green.
It's,
and it's
gabagooey.
Like...
Yeah.
Now one of the flavors here has blast in the name. Funny enough.
Okay.
Now, I'm not going to tell you what these taste like. I'm just going to give you the names, and you guys are going to pick. You guys have to come to a unanimous decision on which one of these three, just based off the name. Okay.
Get
in, loser. We're going shopping.
Some of these may be more obvious. At least one of them might be more obvious to what flavor it could be based on the name. But I'll read through them. Okay, we have Sigma Brain. Sigma Brain. Okay. Then we have Blowhole Blast. Okay. All right. And last one.
So I know where my money's going.
This one is Soda Press Despair.
Are you serious?
So that's like a soda type of flavor, I bet.
You're listening to the wrong keyword.
Soda Despair. Soda Press Despair.
Pear soda.
Could be.
Technically, so some of these are in relation, well, actually all three of these are in relation to other creators online, so like their name, like that name has a play on a creator.
What was the first one?
The first one was Sigma Brain.
Sigma.
I'm gonna go with that one.
No, I want the
no,
middle
that's,
one.
That's too obvious.
No, wait. Whatever one was the blowhole one? What was it called?
That was Blowhole Blast.
Yeah, you don't want to get. Come on.
Yeah, I feel like that's the that's just like what everybody would go to, right? Like, I want to go to that one.
Is it probably like Baja Blast flavor or something?
I'd say it's a safe tropical.
Yeah, you know. So it's like Baja Blast. Sigma Brain could be. I would think
you
it's
would
like
never
a
guess
red
the flavor,
flavor
for Sigma.
That's
Brain.
What I'm saying. Is like at least with the blast, like it's definitely the blast is like a tropical thing. Like I want to know what the Sigma.
Why brain wouldn't is, we guess
I don't
the
know,
flavor?
I don't know any.
You would never think that this would be the flavor for Sigma.
Strawberry.
No.
Shoot. This is my only guess. Kind of looks like a brain. Yeah, strawberry's got their little thingies on. Kind of like a little brain.
Is it schnozberries?
No.
Okay, let's do Sigma Brain.
All right.
All right.
The reveal of the flavor.
Oh, do I have I don't know if I have a drum roll. Oh, no.
It is a spicy margarita.
What?
Yeah. And it's not it's the right amount of spice where it's not hot, but it gives you a little like little zap on my tongue.
Mm. A little spicy marg. I like a good spicy marg.
It gets in your nostrils.
Do you taste like any particular pepper? Like is it like, oh yeah, there's like a jalapeno. I've only had
it once so far, so we'll find out together again. I'll give you a little live taste test here.
Alright.
Let me put my
Let's go. I remember there was another brand that did like the powder, like those powder energy drinks. It did a one with Doom, and they did spicy lemonade.
Yeah, we don't talk about them.
Doom?
Oh, yeah,
we don't talk about the other brand.
Oh, no. I was saying that they did one that was spicy lemonade, and it was like, I was actually genuinely surprised that they, like, put, like, the spice in there was, like, it, like, enhanced it, and it actually was a super comfortable flavor, but it's, like, weird to think that they can add spice to Like a powder
you can
liquid.
Make whatever you want.
Yeah, that's it's crazy.
All right, Jordan is you're shaking that.
I'm shaking it
up.
I'm giving it a good dip. Cuz the players gonna play, 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 play.
Right, and Jordan shakes. Here we go.
Now, I can't taste test until Nate, you got to go with your drinking.
Yeah, Nate, you
oh, I got that nice, nice, crisp H2O. And that O stands for, oh, you know, it's oxygen. Ho. It's oxygen, baby. That's what it is.
And
H2O.
Hydrogen?
And then oxygen.
That's the H.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With
and
two
then
of
oxygen.
Them.
Two parts hydrogen.
Yeah, two of them.
One part oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
And then
you're
like,
that's what I got right here. That's the drink that I brought. Yeah.
Is that the same water bottle?
Yeah, it is.
We got to get you a new water bottle.
The three R's, reduce, reuse, recycle.
We got to get you a permanent recycle one.
I got this one. This one is the one where my...
What the heck is in that?
Cool. Well, that's my little tea thing that I got going on.
Oh, yeah, your side tea. Nate's holding up the regular style reusable water bottle. With, wait. Oh, do ASMR,
Oh, okay, here we go.
Wait, did you hear it? Can you hear this one, Freddy?
A little bit.
The noise cancellation. They can probably hear it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there we go. Yeah,
that's cute. Up in the mic, I see it.
Yeah.
It's cute.
But that's like, well, I got my little crush. And there, you know, the little powders, right? Ooh. And then I got the nice green tea concentrate.
Your granola stuff.
And then, yeah. There's some other stuff.
The vitamins.
Yeah.
Yeah,
vitamins
and
minerals.
And minerals.
A little bit of caffeine.
Wake up!
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. All right. Jordan, let's test that.
All right.
Are we going to do all at the same? We're going to drink all at the same time?
We're all going to drink.
Maybe we should drink our
drinks. I'll give my...
All right, here we go.
Spicy review.
All right, here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2. I know you see somehow the world will change for me and be so wonderful.
Dude, that was really funny. You would. I think I maxed out my mic when I cackled. Sorry, listeners.
You know.
All right, Jordan, how is it? Honest?
I like it, and I think it's because I oddly like. Remember when they had that flaming hot Mountain Dew drink or whatever it was?
Yeah.
And I like that.
Okay.
So I think I kind of like this. It's not it's not like spicy. Like it's not hot where you're like, oh, why would it? It's so hot. I can't. It's it just leaves like a little tingle on your tongue for like a quick second. You're like, ooh.
Ooh. Okay. Piece of candy.
Yeah, but it's nice.
Ooh, piece
of
candy.
Good.
I feel like they know their audience well enough where like if they made it too spicy, like they wouldn't make it like overly spicy.
Yeah.
On purpose. Like, yeah, that makes sense.
Hey, Jordan, can I ask you a question?
Another one. If you have to.
What caught Mr. Jordan Fringe's attention this week at the Pokemon Center? And in fact, Mr. Jordan Fringe, what did catch your attention this week at the Pokemon Center about 38 minutes in?
Well, you know, this was a very... light week. I got a few things to talk about, but in terms of new drops, there's not much. A new Pokeball replica did drop after the podcast and released on Friday. It was the Luxury Ball.
Very luxurious.
Very
luxurious.
Mad luxurious.
Yeah,
so that came out. That released, if you're collecting the balls like myself and Nadar, I don't think, Danny, you're not collecting all of them, right?
No.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Just double check.
Just ones here and there?
Just ones that I like here and there, yeah.
Okay.
Got a couple.
Yeah. Well, this one dropped. Is mad luxurious. It's really nice. Came out. It's at that, you know, standard $120 price by the Wong Company through the Pokemon Center. Not sold out. Still available if you're looking for it. As of recording this podcast. So that's really cool. The only other things to drop are the 3-pack blisters for the newest set for Paradox Rift with the promo cards, which I believe is Satitan and then the
Arctabax?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, those two.
those you know, are we still $14 have... each.
we're still missing the like bouquet plushie for the holiday drop. What we're still missing the Mime Jr. ornament as well. It's very, very weird that those just two items are just not up yet.
Yeah, can I say something?
Yeah.
Can I mind if I spit real quick for a minute?
Yeah, go ahead. All right. Go ahead.
So you know how last week we spoke about the Quaxley plush selling out the stocking plush for, right? The keychain one.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, that's weird that one just sold out. And we're joking, like, how long is it going to take to get my Christmas orders if everything's been backed up? Well, after the podcast, throughout the week, I got my shipping notifications on the Christmas items, right?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, hey, your Quaxley was canceled. Everything else is coming, but your Quaxley's canceled. And I was like,
wait, oh. your Quaxley got canceled?
Yeah, they canceled Quaxley. So sad to see.
What?
You know, but then I was like, oh, that's kind of annoying. Like, everything else shipped, and I'm just missing Quaxley out of them. Like, that's all right, whatever. But then I go back to the Pokemon Center website. Now it's back in stock. Like, right after I got
my
canceled
back
email.
In stock, baby.
And then I just ordered another one.
What the heck? Right.
But it's like, those are $14.99, so then you probably had to throw in a booster pack to get
the
free shipping?
No, I just ate the shipping cost. I was like, I don't
know.
How
much was the shipping?
You know? I think it came out to like 20 something anyway, like 21, whatever.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, it's fine. Dang. But I was like, okay, why cancel it if I can just go order it?
That's weird.
Because after I ordered it, it shipped. And I was like,
I wonder
okay.
if you would have contacted weird. Customer support if they would have been able to do something.
They already shipped my thing. Like, it was
but
already,
sometimes
yeah,
that,
shipment
from what
was
I've
out.
Heard, that customer support takes forever, though.
They can.
Because I remember when I had a problem, I want to say it was two Halloweens ago.
Mm, yeah.
And I ordered
the bowl,
the statue.
Oh, the statue.
The Eevee statue with like the little witch's hat, mm-hmm. and then they sent me the Gengar
bowl.
Yeah,
I remember.
That's right. You got the
Gengar
bowl. Yeah.
And it took like 3 weeks for the whole issue to finally be resolved.
We were talking about that on the podcast. I remember like weekly updates on the situation.
And so, but it was also weird because it was like, all right, we're going to refund you because that item's actually out of stock. And I go on the website and it's not out of stock.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I think that maybe just the website in general just needs to be upgraded a little bit.
Yeah.
I would say.
Maybe
it's
revamped.
I think
it's not
like
horrible.
It's grown larger than.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah. It just, needs a refresh.
But with that being said, it let me order it, ship it out separately. So I didn't, it wasn't sold out. It went back in stock. It's still available now again. I don't know why it had that like sold out problem for a minute. But it's there. It's and I have all of the items. Everything has come in for my orders.
Okay.
It's all caught up, minus the Quaxley, which should be here, I think, today. So everything has caught up from all my orders. All the Christmas stuff, all the items, the Funko Pop, the Mewtwo that came in.
You're not
my,
waiting on anything.
My ETBs, the Pokemon Center ETBs. Like, everything has, like, caught up to itself in, like, what should be here. But speaking of Funko Pops...
Oh,
Funko
oh,
news!
No. Oh no!
Yay! Funko news! It is confirmed that the final Pokemon Center Funko Pop is Eevee, and there was released pictures of it. And I'm assuming the release should be more imminent than a long gap between that we've seen. Basically, I'm pretty sure it's going to be a November drop. They don't want to release it third week of December, you know.
When all the shipping gets even crazier.
Yeah, so I'm expecting anytime in the next 2 to 3 weeks here. I would say before Black Friday is my guess, is when it would drop. But there's pictures of it released. It's Eevee. That's the final one.
Whoa.
And that's the Pearlescent series from Pokemon
Center.
That's
it. That's it for it. That's
can't wait for Wave 2.
Hey.
Yeah, let's go. I'm down.
Yeah. It's going to be, you know what I bet it's going to be? Huh. Pikachu, Bulbasaur, Charmander, Squirtle.
With metallic, we made them translucent. Yeah.
And the stickers on the opposite side of the box.
Oh. If they did a transparent one, that would actually be... Or, yeah, translucent. That would be fire. Actually.
Would you buy that?
I probably would, yeah. Depending on the Pokemon.
Now, do you both have all of the Pokemon Center pearlescent ones?
Mm-hmm.
Or did,
mm-hmm.
Okay, so you didn't. Neither of you missed any of them. Okay.
Yeah, I got a couple of them. I did not catch the actual drop on the website, but I got them afterwards.
Okay.
Through the power of friendship.
I got you.
And money.
They did. They did restock. The Paradox Rift, ETB Pokemon Center versions.
Oh.
Ooh.
So if you need those are currently in stock. Those got restocked on Paradox Rift release day. I remember this one is a little bit different. It does have the promo inside of it that does have the Pokemon Center stamp on it. So if you are looking to collect those are in stock right now for $59.99. You do get a couple more booster packs than a regular ETB. So
yeah, it's also, don't forget, there's two different ETBs. There's two different promo cards as well.
So 11 booster packs in total.
Those feel like are pretty cool. I dig like the fact that it's a Pokemon Center exclusive that has a custom Pokemon Center item in there.
Yes, I feel like they're now actually like Pokemon Center exclusives. The ones back in the Sword and Shield era didn't really feel like too exclusive because you were like getting the exact same stuff, right? Like I know that the patterns and colors were just like a little bit different, but there was nothing exclusive that made it Pokemon Center. It felt like this time around, Scarlet and Violet era, I do feel like it is more Pokemon Center exclusive.
Yeah, I think they're doing it right.
So those are in stock if you want those. It is weird because it's like there's no like life-size plushies that are on pre-order or in the pipeline. It's just like I feel like we're kind of all caught up on everything, weirdly enough.
Yeah, for now.
Interesting. There's like a calm before the storm, maybe.
Also, during the holiday season, I feel like they usually do, like, you know, if you buy X amount, you get like a free little ornament.
Free ornament. We'll start seeing that closer to Black Friday, and then throughout December, we'll start. I think we'll start seeing those promotions start hitting.
I don't remember when last year started, but I do remember it was like a little metal ornament.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So. All right. Well, there it is. Pokemon Center. It looks like I'm scrolling through all the holiday stuff, and it looks like all the holiday stuff is still in stock, so if there's something you had your eyes on, now is the time to go and grab it before it gets closer to the holiday season and then the shipping gets even more wild.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's shown up as sold out on my end specifically?
What?
That Wooloo sweater that you got.
Ooh.
Wait, really?
Yeah. The Wooloo Winter Wonderland knit sweater sold out in every single size.
Wow.
Oh. Yeah.
You know what? It's showing up sold out on mine. It was not on when I was scrolling just a second ago.
Interesting.
Yeah, that one does say sold out. It is weird that it's every size, so it makes me feel like that it's either a glitch or something else. Like, every size is sold out?
Yeah, maybe they didn't make... Maybe it's one of those things where they didn't make a lot of certain sizes, and then, like, the regular, you know, the ones that they made a lot of. Yeah, they... It was more sought after than they thought. I don't know. It's a cool sweater design. I don't know.
We did get it. So yeah. we got the Wooloo sweater right here. But that is it for the Pokemon Center this week. However, it is not the end of the podcast. No. We still have to discuss what's going on in the world of Pokemon. Now, remember, we're not breaking the news. We are simply... Just hear me out here.
Yeah.
Simply, S-I-M-P-L-E. wait, no E. Why?
Is there E-Y? Y. No, there's no E. Go on.
Just discussing the news.
Wait. Oh, yeah, that's my cue.
That's you.
For real. Breaking news! You threw me off there.
I was going to say, I did throw you off this week.
Discussion. We got some exciting news today. One of the biggest pieces of exciting news is that I caught a Gengar on Pokemon Sleep today.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's big news.
Yeah, it actually wasn't on our list. That was improvised through that. And I've been this past week though, dude. I don't know. So we did that Halloween event.
Yeah.
On Pokemon Sleep.
Ooh, spooky.
Well, I read through that handbook for the recently deceased. It says live people ignore.
I was trying to play the sound, but he's going wild over here.
Going buck wild. I was like, is that on the soundboard?
Marie just got home, and so she knows when the garage door goes up, and she literally runs through the house and, like, yelps in every single room. Like, is going through sounding the trumpets and announcing it to everybody.
Alerting the family.
How else would you know?
Yeah.
Marie is home. Yeah.
That's so exciting. I don't even remember. So Pokemon Sleep, like the event they did last week, I literally got so into it. I don't know if it's because I was also had like nothing better to do because I was in bed ill. But like
right.
I played it. I probably fed my dude three meals a day every day. Plus, I got like really into it. I got every challenge done for the Halloween and the weekly challenges, all of them,
nice.
Every single one. And so I was having a great time. I was, like, actually super into it, like, way more than I normally would play. And, yeah, man, I don't know. I had a good time. And I caught a Gengar. And I used my first ever Master Biscuit.
Whoa. Yeah. You used the big one on Gengar?
Yeah, he had a lot of little bars.
Okay.
And I didn't have enough Great Biscuits. The Great Biscuits only get you three little points. And Gengar had a lot of little points.
I think the Greats only get you two.
I think they do three.
Anyways, I was going to say, like, you know that the Pokemon is not as strong if you catch it in its evolution. It's one of those things. It's like, if you catch it on the lower evolution and then evolve
it
and work
it
up, like, it's stronger than just catching it as the evolution.
Yeah. Well, that was my first time I caught a third stage one. Ever.
I can't believe you used the Master Biscuit on that.
Yeah. Well, you can buy more. With your sleep points.
I guess, but...
Yeah, since the game came out, I bought one, like, once I got, like, 4,000 sleep points. And then it's been sitting there, just burning a hole in my pocket. I'm waiting for a special occasion to use my Master Biscuit.
And Gengar. Gengar's what you went with.
Yeah, but now I could buy another Master Biscuit so I can do the same thing and patiently await for another.
You end up getting the Pikachu with the little witch's hat, right?
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
That's super cute.
Good.
So I got two of those just in case I want to evolve one.
Now you know the other... Oh, you can't evolve it. You can't evolve it.
Dang it! Wait, really?
Yeah.
What?
Did you not look on there?
What do you mean? I didn't try yet. I got two of them because I was going to evolve one.
Yeah, you go and look. You'll see that you can't evolve it.
That's upsetting.
There's no evolve button. It's literally...
That's
it's
so rude.
Pikachu.
Why would... Oh, I want to ride you with the witch's hat.
That's like... It's like that in Pokemon Go sometimes, too. Like, they'll release something with, like, a little crown or a vest or whatever, and it's like you can't evolve it. It has to stay, like, that Pokemon. So.
Man, that's cold.
I was going to say, the other day, I did have another shiny pop up in Pokemon Sleep.
What'd you get?
I got a shiny Meowth.
What color is that?
Its paws are like a light red, like a maroon almost.
Oh.
And so I saw that pop up and I was like, is that because of the lighting on the island?
The spooky thing? Yeah.
But then I looked it up on Google first. I was like, you know, shiny Pokemon Sleep Meowth, right? And it was a shiny. So
the baby shiny. I do appreciate that, like, when there is a shiny, if you're, like, unsure, it always shows up hungry. And then I'm pretty sure it's always a capture. Like, even if you give it – I actually still have to test this out. But even if you give it, like, the regular Poke Biscuit, pretty sure it just automatically fills the whole thing up.
Yeah. So mine was not hungry. But what? I did give it a yeah, mine was not hungry. I did give it a regular biscuit, just like a regular Pokeball biscuit, and it filled it all the way up.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, so maybe, I thought all the ones that I've had showed up hungry. That's weird.
How many shinies you got over there?
Probably like at least 5.
What?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I got Pupitar, I got Ekans, I got Charmander, Igglybuff, and now a Weepinbell. It was a Bellsprout when I got it. I think that might be it. I might have one more. But yeah, no, I thought they were kind of common. Like, honestly, I was like, man, I'd be getting shinies. Like,
no, I think that's just your luck, honestly, because I've only gotten 2. Marie's only gotten 2.
Oh, yeah, I've gotten at least 5. But yeah, all of them showed up hungry. That's weird. Huh.
Interesting.
It could have been an odd coincidence or, like, I don't know. Yeah, that's weird.
I got my shiny Wobbuffet, though.
Dude, I saw that one. I love that you can creep on everybody's team on this app because you can, like, click on the person's profile and see what team they're rocking currently. I saw your Wobbuffet. It's pretty cool.
And it's the female
with
Wobbuffet,
the
too. With the lipstick. Yeah.
I'm going to catch me one of those.
I think the Halloween event in Pokemon Sleep went pretty well.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Like I said,
it.
I was, like, I was engulfed. I got so many extra candies.
Whew. Yeah. I think Pokemon Sleep, do another one of those. Do like a holiday one for sure, definitely. I think would be really, really nice. You know, kind of transitioning off here a bit for Pokemon Go, there is a Community Day Classic that is coming up. Yeah, that is coming up here somewhat soon-ish. November 25th. A couple weeks away. Soon.
Okay.
But on that day, from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. local time, there's going to be 25% incubator distance. Ooh. 2 times the candy, double the chance to get that extra large candy.
Ooh.
And the incense and lure modules will be 3 hours. Now, you might be asking, what Pokemon is going to be for Community Day Classic this time around?
What Pokemon is going to be for Community Day Classic this time around?
Well, we're going to tell you.
Oh.
Right after this word from GamerSubs.
Use code fringe.
No.
Code fringe.
No. It is Mareep.
Oh, the baby.
And a little Mareep. Yeah. Yeah. And so have the move Dragon Pulse when you go to Ampharos.
Oh, my God. That's cool.
Get that. Yeah, yeah. So if you don't know what a Community Day Classic is, it's basically a Pokemon that has been part of Community Day in the past, and they're re-releasing it or just basically doing another event on a Pokemon that's already had a Community Day. So
nice.
That is what the Classic one is. It's a great way if you are diving into Pokemon Go for the first time to kind of catch up on some of these past Community Days that you did not get to take a part of, or...
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you did get to take part of them, and you get a chance to get some more. So, Mareep on November 25th. Did anybody take part in the Community Day over the weekend that was Wooper?
Yeah. A little bit.
Yeah.
I was working, but I played a little bit. I ended up catching one shiny Paldean Wooper. I got my Clodsire, and I've had plenty of Woopers in Quagsires already, so yeah.
I was only able to find a shiny Wooper. I was never came across the shiny Paldea Wooper though. What's the shiny look like?
It's like a purple blue, like it's like a deep one of those colors.
Okay.
Cute. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Not bad. Danny, I'm assuming that you did not.
I didn't.
Okay.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's fine.
I painted
stinky,
shoes.
Spicy.
I wasn't stinky.
Ugly tomato.
I wasn't stinky.
Hey, let's. You know what we should talk about?
The
Van Gogh Chronicles.
Stop.
You want to talk about the Van Gogh Chronicles?
Honestly, I'm good. We've talked a lot about the Van Gogh Chronicles. How's there still more?
There's more.
It never stops.
You know how we talked about on the podcast that the actual Van Gogh Museum store website was going to be restocking on a certain date with some of the items, right? And I can't say for 100% certain, all right? Because I did not go there on the date that they were restocking to try and get some items.
Yeah.
I went there, I think, the day after the date.
It would have been, like, the night of Halloween at 4 a.m. Right. your time. It would have been 1 a.m. my time, and I still missed. I forgot. I was at the Ooh-ween party.
Oh, you gotta give me a warning here.
Oh, my God.
Hi, Paris.
How would I even type in uwu? How do you spell that?
U-W-U.
Yeah, very easy.
Uwu. Uwuween. I was at Digital Christine's Uwuween party, so couldn't
make
it.
Let me see what
it.
I... Okay, that one's... Okay, we'll take that. I listened to him before. I got to make sure that things
yeah,
are
yeah.
appropriate.
Get There's right. one, the iconic one is the ooh, like it's like, a, that's the one, that's the one.
Okay.
That's the culprit. I'm glad
All
we
right,
got
well,
that.
We got it on the soundboard now, so we okay. got.
Oh my God.
Ooh. Ew. I get the cringe.
Did you say ooh?
Ew. Ew, ew.
Anyways, I didn't check the day that it restocked. I believe I checked the day after. But I went to the website and I noticed it said something. So I don't know if it ever restocked on the day that it was supposed to. Based off the message, it sounds like it did not restock on the day it was supposed to. I could be wrong. It says, "We are currently experiencing technical difficulties. We are doing our best to solve the issue as soon as possible. A new release date for the Pokemon Van Gogh Museum Collection is coming soon. We are very sorry for the inconvenience."
Hmm.
So to me, based off of that wording, it sounds like that original date never happened. Because if it says a new release date and sorry for the inconvenience, makes it sound like it never got restocked on that date, right?
Yeah.
That kind of seems like it's like weird because we were definitely talking about this already, like as an issue that we could anticipate that their website wouldn't be ready for it.
Yeah.
And like, who knows if like it was up for a hot second and then they saw an influx of like thousands of people and then they had to like shut it down or something.
Yeah.
Or, yeah. I don't know.
Or do you think maybe it was like maybe the items didn't come in time?
Huh?
And so. But it says technical difficulties. Would that be considered a technical difficulty?
I mean, to be fair, like a company could say technical difficulties and have it not be a technical difficulty, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah. I don't know why they would say that if it, yeah. Hmm.
So the Van Gogh Chronicles continue.
So did they get the items in time? Did their website crash during the big launch? Stay tuned to find out. But now we just don't know when the items are actually coming out.
Right.
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 Oh, my God.
But there's still hope.
Okay. A new hope?
Star Wars?
Okay. Danny's never seen Star Wars.
Yeah, Danny's no clue
what that
reference
I've seen is. The one from the 70s. I have seen that one.
So A New Hope.
So you've seen A New Hope.
The first, I think it was the first one, but not
yeah,
chronologically. The oh, okay. That the they called it Star Wars A New Hope, the first one?
Well, technically when it first came out, like the very first one was just called Star Wars.
Yeah, so I've seen Star Wars.
It didn't
Wars.
Have like a little sub name with it.
Yeah, I've seen Star Wars.
Okay, all right.
But I have not seen
Star
any
Wars.
Of the other one. Yeah,
at
I've
least
seen
you've seen that. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
At least you've seen that. All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
None of the other ones.
All right. Moving right along here. So we got the Van Gogh situation out of the way here. Let's move on to the TCG side.
Whee!
I think we've all collected some cards in our day.
Yeah. Time or two.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. You know, the Charmander that was from the Obsidian Flames ETB?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right, it seemed like it was very odd that it was just like, all right, you got a Charmander. Where's the Bulbasaur? Where's the Squirtle?
Where's its friends?
Yeah, where's its friends at? Well, we have an idea of where its friends are at so far, but just for Japan.
Oh.
There is a special deck, EX, Venusaur, and Charizard, and Blastoise kind of situation that's releasing in Japan on November 10th that will include that Charmander that we got in the ETB, but also a Bulbasaur and a Squirtle.
Oh, and they're so cute.
Like illustration type ones, yeah.
These are so special. I don't know what the significance of the Pidgeys is, but like it's very obvious that these are themed around like the same house or the same style of thing where there's like Pidgeys in the
Of garden style. Yeah, everything seems to include like plants somehow.
Yeah, a greenhouse, and specifically multiple Pidgeys.
Yeah, multiple Pidgeys in every single one of them.
That's really cute.
So, yeah, that's going to be released very soon in Japan. However, we have no release date or if we even know this is going to release in English.
I feel like they totally should. But at this point, now that they've released that in an Obsidian Flames Elite Trainer box, like it kind of makes it like an uneven, like where are they going to distribute the other two in like a similar fashion? Or like, how are they going to distribute those other two then?
Yeah, it seems like, I don't know, it would have been, I guess 151 would have been a good spot to put those in there.
Dude, if they would have done...
Like for the ETB?
My gosh, dude. Well, the ETB thing would have been cool. But you know how they had the Best Buy, GameStop, and Pokemon Center promos? Right. If they would have done art rares for those three promos, that would have been so sick.
Oh, and then you're making them, like, exclusive.
Yeah.
Because when we see the GameStop and Best Buy ones, it's always just, like, a reprint of a card from the set.
Like that's a reverse,
You're saying, like, an actual exclusive. Ooh, that'd be difficult. You know, I feel like it's just going to pop into, like, the next set that we see, right? Within, the next two sets, I feel like it's just going to be in the illustration rare section.
You think we'll get another set of the Kanto starters?
Yeah, or it could just be in another ETB, right? They could just spread them out to more ETBs.
Yeah, What if they got it planned out? They have, like, a grass set coming up, and they put the Bulbasaur in there, and then later...
I mean, they very well could, set coming right?
Up. Yeah.
I mean, or it could fall within a shiny set.
Oh.
I'm just saying. Could fall within a shiny set. Now, that takes us to the next bit of news here. Yeah, Shiny Treasure EX is releasing in Japan on December 1st. Now, if you want to see images of some of these cards right here, PokeBeach does have them up. You know, we love them. Fantastic website. They also got their own podcast as well. Give them a listen. But Shiny Treasure EX releasing in Japan December 1st. And this is looks like it's going to be part of our a set in English releasing next year. So almost think back to 2021, how we got Shining Fates and then like the month after we got a regular set.
Oh, I remember. Wasn't it like Styles or something?
It was Battle Styles. Yeah, it was. That was a rough.
That was a weird time.
That was a hard transition.
That. Yeah. That was odd.
So whatever falls after Shiny Treasure when it gets released in English, you better have a good lineup.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if it's going based on that pattern, it would be the a set featuring some of the DLC Pokemon and stuff, too, which should be cool, right? Because that's got, like, all Japanese-inspired lore and, like, those new Pokemon, like the Mask Pokemon and stuff.
Yeah.
So hopefully it'll have some cool, if they're going based on that pattern, that is.
Right.
Hopefully that will have some cool stuff, because like the Urshifu's trying to carry that whole line of, like that whole set was like.
Yeah. But I mean, Battle Styles also did introduce the new play style, right? You had the single strike and the rapid strike play style. And it was also the set where alternate arts returned too. So... it is an important set. Yeah, Tyranitar, Empoleon.
I forgot about that Empoleon.
Yeah, both Single Strike and Rapid Strike Urshifu had alternate arts as well. So,
I kind of forgot about those.
Yeah, everybody just kind of remembers the Tyranitar.
Yeah,
But there's a good number in there. There's a good. I think it has, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4. I think it has 6 overall.
Oh, wow.
Because you have alternate arts of both single both strike and rapid strike, Urshifu V and V Maxes.
Oh. So
that's 4 right there.
Yeah. And then you got Empoleon and Tyranitar. And you had, was that the one with the gold Snorlax randomly?
I think that was Chilling Rain.
Ah. Oh, yeah. They had the gold Urshifus.
No, they don't. They have gold Urshifus.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What the heck did they have in there then?
Not gold Urshifus.
Yeah, it wasn't gold Urshifus. Houndoom? Houndoom was one.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I thought it was Snorlax. That's why.
And let me see if I can... I'm just going to look up the set really fast.
It wasn't Obstagoon, was it?
Octillery.
Bro, what?
Let me grab the list to make sure I'm right on that.
No, you're correct. It was Octillery and Houndoom.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, 2 trainers and 2 special energies.
Yep, that's what it was.
That's wild.
So, go back. Collect some battle styles. Oh my God. I know everybody kind of dogged on it as being, like, the worst Sword and Shield set. I think you're way off on that. I think you're way off. It's not the worst Sword and Shield set by far.
I'm, like, looking at the set list, and it is a little nostalgic right now. Like, even just, like, going back at it, I'm like...
Right?
Like, actually...
You know, my pick for worst set, Sword and Shield, Darkness Ablaze.
That one was a little rougheroni.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Darkness Ablaze, for sure.
I have to say, the way that they organize the set list in Battle Styles, though, and I've never noticed this until now, is like, it's kind of weird. And I don't know if they did all of them like this with the alternate arts, but they put the full art and the alternate art next to each other for every single one. So there's like inconsistencies, and it's like full art, full art, full art, alternate art, full art, full art, full art, alternate art. Like, it's like not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's like that for all the sets.
Wow.
So
I never noticed that.
So
and
the
with
thing
the
is
rainbows too. Oh, it's like alternate art mixed with the rainbows.
Yeah. So the thing is that the V alternate arts are not secret rares. So they just fall within the full art category. But then the V Max's alternate arts are secret rares.
They're
so they fall
the
with the rainbow rares,
dude. Yeah. They're just mixed into the hyper rares next to the, oh man, I don't, that bugs me. I've never noticed that.
Yeah.
And now I know. And now it's going to continue to bother me.
Yeah, if you put it in a binder, it looks really weird because, like, sometimes you have an entire page of rainbows and then, that, like, one alternate art that's, like, right in the middle.
That's hilarious. They didn't, like, block them off. Well, they obviously did for the later sets when they, like, decided to do their trainer galleries and, like, art rare section, so... Yeah.
But yeah, for Shiny Treasure EX in Japan, they have revealed some cards from it.
Yeah.
Officially have revealed some cards. Charmander?
The baby boy.
Yeah, Charmander is getting a Shiny.
I have to admit. Wait, can we linger on this for a second?
Yeah, absolutely. Go for it.
Cutest little Charmander card. Like, for the style that they do the shinies, the art that they chose is fantastic, and the little, like, extra, they're kind of like cartoony, like, neon, like the added on stars and little lines and stuff, they're really, really cute. I can't wait to see this in, like, actual card form with the texture and everything, because it's adorable.
Charmander's, like, jumping up in the air.
Yeah, he's
like prancing. That mid-jump.
Yeah.
Anyway, we also got Wattrel. Yeah. Wattrel getting a shiny.
It looks the same.
It does.
So
it does
the Charmander. I mean, it's like, you know, slightly.
I mean, these are baby shinies, so there's not like a crazy thing going on. There's no background to them. It's literally kind of like the sparkliness and the with the gray background.
Yeah.
Charmeleon getting a shiny, Kilowattrel getting a shiny. Here's the big one, Mime Jr. getting a shiny.
Yeah. This is a big year for Mime Jr.
That's a big deal, honestly. Mime Jr. getting a shiny. And also a regular card, too. Yeah. The all these Pokemon that I've announced, that I've said so far, Mime Jr., Kilowattrel, and Charmeleon, are getting, like, regular versions in the set as well. So there's, like, a regular version, and then there's a shiny version in addition to that. But then you also have some like regular, just ultra rare EXs that are not shiny. But we got a Great Tusk. So nice. Great Tusk and Iron Treads getting another ultra rare. But the great thing about this is that this time they do have the ancient and the future traits on them.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas opposed to Scarlet and Violet, where it was just, you know, regular versions, no ancient or future.
That's nice. And I do, the art looks like pretty similar, to be honest. Like, it's different, but it's not different enough. Like, I'm glad that they actually have that extra distinction. Like, there's something else unique about them.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah.
And then there's a couple other shinies as well that I don't think we have talked about yet.
Oh.
That I think we've been kind of saving to talk about it until there was just a little bit more released about it. But
more something.
Sprigatito, Fuecoco, and Quaxly. Basically, mm-hmm. the whole evolution line is getting shinies. Obviously, the final forms like the Quaklaval and the Masquerada, like those are getting like the full art shiny treatment and not like baby forms. So,
mm-hmm. those look pretty good. I mean, the background, like you're saying, is like pretty consistent throughout even the baby shiny and then onto the full arts, actually. It's like a very similar background for all mm-hmm. of them.
It's always weird that like the starters, when it comes to the shiny forms, are. Like, the color difference is not really that big.
They look the same.
Yeah, it's just like it's like someone turned down the saturation.
Dude, well, like, literally, even the ones... Okay, so all the cards that we've talked about today that are shiny are, like, very subtly different. Like, they're really, like... Yeah, we're waiting to see, like, the ones that are, like, Espeon, where it's, like, green instead of purple.
Right,
like,
completely different, yeah.
Yeah, these ones, absolutely. You're right. It's, like, literally, like, they just toned down or, like, made a minor adjustment on a color bar.
Or we're waiting for a Psyduck that's blue.
Oh.
I'm just saying, the possibility of Psyduck getting a shiny is strong for this set.
Yeah, I agree.
Right? They're including 151 with this, so
this could be.
I think it's
year,
a possibility.
Psyduck.
I think this could be the after all these
could
what 20. There could be a Cubone.
What about Growlithe?
Could be.
Can you imagine if they re-released 151 like the exact same set, but it was shiny this time? How wild people would go!
Oh, it'd be nuts.
What if they did a set? It's got every single shiny, and then also every single card gets an art rare. Boom. Done. Ooh. Toast.
What about a set? All right, hear me out. A set that includes a card for every Pokemon.
That would actually be really interesting.
Like, you call it like the National Pokédex set, or just something like that. And you have a card for every single Pokemon that has ever been made.
National Dex. That goes so hard. Like, oh my gosh. They literally make a National Dex. And it's got every single... It's 151 style, but every single card.
Pokemon for every... Or card for every single Pokemon. It would be huge, right?
Yeah.
It'd be huge. Yeah, because you'd have trainers on top of that. Then you'd have... You know, your secret rares and your full arts and all that stuff. So it'd definitely be more than 1,000 plus cards. But, I mean, that's like an anniversary set.
Dude, that would go so hard. That's a 30th anniversary idea right there.
Hey, Pokemon.
Write this down.
You can take that one. You can take that one. That one's for me. Just give me a little credit. That's all I ask. Just a little bit of credit.
Put your name on the booster packs.
But, we'll probably see this set beginning of next year.
Okay.
You know, the shiny sets always start to drum up interest in people, right? Like, shiny sets bring people back into collecting. You know, people that don't normally pick up packs all the time will always pick up the shiny sets every single time. So, this is definitely going to bring some people back into the TCG realm for Pokemon. 100%. Happened with Shining Fates. Definitely happened with Hidden Fates. 100% happened with Hidden Fates. So the only thing that I'm not looking forward to is, I would assume, just like any other special set, It's going to be like the slow drip of products.
Mm-hmm.
Where it takes 5 months to fully release everything.
Right. It's like, all right, so the initial release date, we're going to give you the ETBs, one collection box, and a tin. Right. And then 2 weeks later, it's like, here's some mini tins. And then 2 weeks later, here's another collection box.
Dude, this is literally Crown Zenith. They release like one product a month for like 5 months.
Well, there's still more Crown Zenith products being released.
There's no way.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
There's two more. One of them is a Crown Zenith booster bundle.
Yeah, I can see that.
They can only be found at Walmart. Yeah, it's literally just a little box that has 6 Crown Zenith packs in it. That one can be found at Walmart. And then on Black Friday, Walmart has an exclusive Pikachu VMAX collection box that is different than the first Pikachu VMAX collection box that got released. This one has 7 packs in it and includes the jumbo, right, and the promo cards. But then it also has the Pikachu VMAX pin with it as well that was not in the previous one. But that box is going to retail for $24.99. So 7 packs and all that for $24.99 is actually a really good deal.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
But basically what I'm saying is, like, there's still new products of Crown Zenith being released.
That's crazy.
And then you just had the GameStop exclusive Lugia and Unknown box released.
I'm overwhelmed. Because it doesn't line up with, like, the releases, but it's just like, all right, we got a new thing. Fresh new thing.
Right? It's weird to still see, like, Vs and VMAXs getting a box.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we moved past that.
Yeah. And if that was supposed to be, like, Silver Tempest themed, that set came out a while ago. I think a year ago.
Yeah, it would have been the end of... towards the end of last year.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what? October, maybe? Yeah, October, September, something like that.
Lost Origin came out in, like, late August.
Lost Origin came out while Worlds was happening in London.
Yeah, mid-August.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, sometime in the fall. That's, wow.
It's still happening. It's still happening.
Interesting.
So, shiny Pokemon cards making their way back into the Pokemon TCG.
Whee!
Obviously, we're going to start to see a lot of reveals when it comes to this because the set is releasing in Japan on December 1st.
Mm-hmm.
So I would imagine over the next few episodes of the podcast, we will be discussing shiny Pokemon as Pokemon starts to reveal more of them in the coming days and weeks. But that is it for the podcast this week.
What?
That's it. Whoa. That's it. Yep. Before we head out here, does anybody have any regrets or words of wisdom that they would like to bestow upon the audience or your fellow podcast host?
Wash your hands because you never know when you're going to get sick from something. I don't know how I got sick. I do regret getting sick, but I don't know how to, you know. I try my best to prevent that. Wash your hands. Look both ways before you cross the street.
I'll give a regret for Danny. I regret that you throw your tissues on the ground.
It's specifically a sick behavior. It's one of those fun...
No, you're right. It is a very sick behavior. You're sick. Absolutely right. It's 100% a sick behavior.
I may regret sharing it depending on the feedback from our viewers, you know. I just need at least one person to back me up and be like, oh yeah, I do that too. It's like fun. It's like part of being sick. You just throw your tissues.
You like look forward to blowing your nose and you're like,
forward to it. It's just like a part of, it's like you get to be gross, you know. Like, oh, I'm sick. You know?
I just, next time... I come into your apartment. I'm wearing a hazmat suit.
Lick the floor.
Wearing a full-on hazmat suit.
It's not gross in here, I promise. I clean. But I was also sick.
Do you pull out those shelves back there and, like, dust?
Oh, my God. No, I'm not dusting behind the shelf. There's some bunnies back there, I'm sure.
Okay. Okay. I'm just asking.
No, I'm sure there's some little dust bunnies.
All right.
I will sneeze.
You know, if you are listening on, let's say, Apple Podcast.
Yeah.
Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere there's some sort of rating and or review system in place, do us a favor. Leave that rating and or review. Help us up to the top.
Hey.
All the way to the top of the ratings charts. And we'll see you all next week. Right here on.
Podcast.
The Shadowless Podcast.
And that's the bottom line, 'cause Stone Cold said so.
Oh my God.